A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. There's a thunderstorm in Lehigh right now. Salt Lake City, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's windy, 97 degrees. KSL's top story.
The Utah drought, 2021.
The pond at Sugar House Park is going to be dry by midweek. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt says you can blame the drought.
In a normal year, the Sugar House Park pond isn't drained until the fall, but this isn't a normal year.
The creek that feeds the pond here is known as Parley's Creek, and unfortunately, with the drought conditions, it's gone dry.
Salt Lake County Parks and Recreation Associate Director Patrick Leary says they can't use water stored up Parley's Canyon in the reservoirs either. They're holding on to it, again, because of the drought. Leary says another reason they're draining the pond is the low level and heat becomes a prime breeding ground for dangerous bacteria.
5 or 6 years ago, we had an outbreak of avian botulism here. Unfortunately, it killed many of the waterfowl, so just trying to avoid having something like that happen again.
Larry says in a matter of time, the ducks and other birds will pick up and find a new place to call home. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Olympic dreams dashed today for a University of Utah gymnast now in isolation in Tokyo after testing positive for COVID. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz begins our team coverage.
Kara Akers' dad says she's worked extremely hard to become an alternate with Team USA.
Even as an alternate, there's always hope that, you might be get a chance to compete. So that keeps you going, it keeps you motivated, but now that this results has come back, that hope is gone.
Her parents telling a local Kansas City NBC affiliate they're at least glad she's vaccinated.
All the medical personnel are telling us that that's, to her benefit.
Yeah.
And so if I say anything to anybody, I'd like, take this seriously.
Aker was in Tokyo practicing at a facility with other alternates. Leanne Wong has also tested positive. The facility was different from where the main team members practice. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:32. There have been nearly 60 cases of the virus in the Olympic Village alone. ABC's Kenneth Moten continues our team coverage.
We've seen dozens of positive cases since July 1st. And again, that number seems small when you've got about 60 positive cases connected to these games. You've got 11,000 athletes, tens of thousands of people connected to these games who will be here. But at this point, they're hoping that they can stem any potential outbreak and hope that those numbers do not surge.
Moten says some people are worried the games will become a hotspot for the highly transmissible Delta variant. But officials say they have plans in place if more cases arise.
We don't know if the IOC is prepared for a major outbreak. They say that they are, but when it comes to the protocols, we don't know what exactly we put into place if a major outbreak happens.
The opening ceremonies are set for Friday morning. No fans are allowed in whatsoever, and Tokyo remains under a state of emergency. The First Lady's plans to go to Tokyo haven't changed. We do know she'll make some pit stops, one in Anchorage, Alaska, on the way to Tokyo, then in Honolulu on the way back. As a military mother, it's expected she makes some visits with military members as well. As cases rise, the CDC advises Americans not to travel to the UK. Maria Soleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the State Department is raising the travel advisory as the UK reports more than 50,000 new cases for the first time in 6 months. It also comes on the same day that the UK lifted its mask mandates countrywide.
I think it's okay to release restrictions, but as long as people have a level of caution, understanding that they're not invincible when they're vaccinated.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton urges even vaccinated people to consider masking up in crowded, unventilated areas. As fear about more contagion variants of the coronavirus spark new volatility on Wall Street, President Biden renewing the call for unvaccinated Americans to get shots.
Virtually all hospitalizations and deaths are occurring among unvaccinated Americans. These tragedies are avoidable.
And fully vaccinated U.S. citizens can visit Canada without restrictions beginning Monday, August 9th. The Canadian Prime Minister says rising vaccination rates and declining COVID cases are making it possible to loosen those border restrictions. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The days of 47 week-long events got a unique start today with a cattle drive on 300 North in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
They had a Salt Lake City police escort for safety and skilled horsemen and women, including Governor and First Lady Cox, who were thrilled to be back on horseback. They were also thrilled to have the rodeo back this year and all the days of 47 events. They say this long tradition builds community and friendships and family memories, plus prize winnings for the rodeo champions.
The rodeo is expected to have a big crowd each night. First time back in 2 years. KSL News Time 4:35, Ricky Misa. They had the cows and the horses in the streets here in Salt Lake City.
And the cleanup crew.
That's what I wanted to ask about. Did they have a cleanup crew?
To walk behind. I would imagine they would have to, wouldn't they?
Well, I'm looking to you as my traffic person to give us a report.
Well, what I can tell you is we have some surface street crashes. One 1700 South and 7th East. Another crash, this one in West Valley, 40th West and 2400 South. Ricky Meese. And watch where you step in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yeah, watch for the cow pies, and listen for my minute of news that's coming up next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.